WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Baby, this is our city.
A Beasley Media Group station.
This is my city.
Yeah, baby.
Send music up.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Hey, that's us.
That is us. And us wants to hook you up with cash.
Us does.
It's called Money Mondays. All summer long here on Kiss 95.1, we go commercial free. You won't hear a single commercial on Mondays. On top of that, we will give you $100 every 95 minutes starting at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So like at 6 a.m., then like whatever 95 minutes is after that.
We'll have a clock in here counting us down.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to set a timer.
7:30, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Every 95 minutes, one person in the Carolinas will win $100. Yeah. How cool is that? Money Mondays, commercial free all summer long right here on Kiss 95.1.
So we just heard a war of the roses between Taylor and Justin. Taylor works for Justin. They are in a relationship, a pretty long-term relationship. And Justin fired a really good employee and hired some girl to come in who was really bad. That led Taylor to believe that he was cheating. Come to find out, he sent the roses to the girl in the office and admitted that he was cheating.
Mm-hmm. Now, it took him a long time to admit it because he denied for the first half of War of the Roses, then finally took a breath and said, fine, you got me. And I wonder why he did that. I don't know. Maybe the guilt just kept getting to him.
Well, maybe he was just irritated too and he was, you know, backed into a corner.
A lot of guys, I feel like we back into a corner and they never admit it, but he did. Not that that's right. It's obviously wrong, but still. 704-570-9595. Question we have for you. Somebody can shine a little light on what it was like to hook up with the boss. Did you ever do it? Was it a good thing? Did it get you a raise? Oh, that would be interesting though, right?
It would. I would be very surprised if it ended in a good thing because in my mind, that's how it ends.
Badly.
And awful. Yeah. She has to go back to work to her boss who's cheating on her.
704-570-9595 if you can help us out and let us know some behind the scenes of what it's like. We'd love to hear from you.
Let's go ahead and welcome Taylor from Charlotte to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Hey, Taylor.
Hi. Good morning.
Now, you are not the Taylor from War of the Roses.
Just to clear up. Completely different. So I did hook up with my boss, but it is nothing like you would expect. When I was hired very quickly. It was not like it didn't take anything for me to get this job. Like I was hired without a drug test, blah, blah, blah. I knew it was great. But at the time I didn't know that they had feelings like already. I had no idea. And about 3 months into my job, my long-term relationship of about 4 years, my fiance ended up getting arrested for domestic issues. Mm-hmm. So, immediately, my boss, which is a she immediately hopped on board trying to help me and trying to make my life easier at work. And then throughout every day, every night, she would make sure I was okay at home alone because I have a son, I have a 5-year-old. And all of a sudden, it just came out in text message, black and white. Like, she was like, don't make me come out and say it. And I was like, what are you saying? I was like, I don't understand. Well, it turned out, like, she was really into me.
She was crushing on you.
Oh, wow.
She was married and had kids of her own and all that. And it was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
So, like, what'd you do? Did you ever do anything with her?
Well, yeah, we went on vacation together, and I mean, she was the boss, and she was really sweet and friendly and everything.
But wait, Taylor, did you do that because you didn't want to get fired?
No.
Or, I mean, did you start getting feelings for her?
I kind of got some feelings for her, and I really do, as a person, she was just so awesome, and then her husband found out about everything, and he wanted in on it.
Oh my God.
Typical guy. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. When a guy finds out that his wife's leaving him for another woman, the first thing he does doesn't say, like, oh, you cheat on me. He's like, well, let me get some of this.
Right.
Guys are so dumb. All right. So did you end up leaving the job because of it?
Yeah, I did, because her husband actually is very unstable, which I didn't know. And he was really lashing out at her at home, and I felt so responsible and terrible for it. And so I started looking for another job, and she found out before I even got a chance to tell her, and she was like really hurt. Like,
did you ever go down that road with the three of you?
We did one time, one time, and that was it.
Great question, Lorraine.
I mean, I just wanted to know how far the relationship went. It seemed like Taylor was willing to go for it.
Oh, Manny Roy Lorraine asking all the right questions.
I love when Lorraine asks a question that I have in my head because I don't want to look like the dog on the show.
Really, what Manny does is writes it on a piece of paper and sends it across the studio. I'm just kidding.
Jessica in Burnsville, welcome to the MRO show.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was on a...
Oh, no.
Your boss.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and tell us. Did you ever hook up with your boss?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, your phone's breaking up. But it says here that you did hook up with your boss, and then what happened?
We actually ended up getting married about a year later. We've been married for almost 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'd love to talk to Jessica more.
Well,
but
I know, and it worked out great for her, apparently.
Married 3 years. Jess, call us back because we have more questions.
And Burnsville's like all the way up north of Asheville. She's calling from far away.
Maybe that's why she doesn't have a connection.
Maybe. Let's see. One more.
This is Jeannie in Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Thank you.
Hi. So you actually married your boss?
I did.
I guess that worked out pretty well for you.
Yes, it did. We're still married 22 years later.
Did you stay working after you got married?
No, I actually quit after we started dating because it was one of those laws, you know, of Circuit City where you couldn't date your boss.
Circuit City is always a tough one. sticky to their standards.
Filthy world followers.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorraine Show.
A lot of people have boss stories. Thanks for sharing. Can't get to everyone, but you can hit us up at the MRL Show on our socials or the Kiss Mornings fan page on Facebook.
Yeah, we have like over 15,000 on our Facebook page. If you're not following us at the MRL Show, Kiss 95.1 Mornings on Facebook, go and hang out with us there.
So there is a reboot that just gave MTV their highest rated premiere in years. This one might actually scare you. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
We are Manny.